Defending Florida. I'm Pam Puzo, Fox News. Local officials put the right measures in place immediately. That from the head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency following criticism that authorities waited too long to evacuate people ahead of Hurricane Ian. Many of those who stayed are still waiting for help.
We spoke with one man who ended up thinking that the storm was not going to be so bad. So he ended up using, as he told us, a hot tub cover as a flotation device and a piece of foam to shield himself from debris as he clung onto a tree. He said the water was about 12 feet high. He's still here. He has no means of getting out to get help. He's still hopeful and says he's being patient that assistance will arrive.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff is in Fort Myers Beach. President Biden will head to Florida on Wednesday. Tomorrow he'll travel to Puerto Rico, where Hurricane Fiona did extensive damage. In a tweet this morning, the president said, "This is a United States crisis, not just Florida, South Carolina, and Puerto Rico." We're just about 5 weeks away from the midterm elections, and Republicans have laid out their vision for the country.
We spent a year and a half studying all the problems and laying out the solutions. An economy that's strong, a nation that's safe, a future that's built on freedom, and a government that's accountable.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy on Fox and Friends Weekend. President Biden has called the agenda thin with little to no detail. When global leaders get together next month in Egypt for a climate change summit, there will be a notable absence. Britain's King Charles has decided not to attend despite his long history of environmental activism. The Sunday Times is reporting the king consulted with Britain's prime minister, who objected to Charles attending the conference. America's listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
A birthday celebration in Georgia didn't go as planned. The guest of honor, who happened to be an escaped prison inmate, was arrested during his party. That's according to Fox 5 in Atlanta. Ferenza Murphy had been serving time in Connecticut for robbery, and police received a tip that he could be found at a relative's house. Murphy escaped from prison in early August. Leniency is being sought by a lawyer convicted of firebombing a police car in New York City. It happened in 2020 during protests that erupted after the death of George Floyd.
33-year-old Euroz Rahman claims she was drunk and dealing with unprocessed trauma at the time of the incident back in late May 2020. Her lawyers offered a list of excuses explaining her decision to throw the explosive device, including that she suffered early trauma from being a Muslim in post-9/11 America, as well as offering the claim that she had been downing vodka on an empty stomach and became quite drunk before she and fellow lawyer Collinford Mattis set the vehicle ablaze near the 88th Precinct Station House in Fort Greene, Brooklyn. She's due to be sentenced in November. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
Rising crime has Republicans seizing on the issue ahead of the midterm elections.
The big issue right now in Pennsylvania is the lawlessness. The crime that's out of control. We just had our 1,000th carjacking in Philadelphia. I'm in Pittsburgh right now. People don't feel safe walking through the streets.
U.S. Senate candidate Dr. Mehmet Oz appeared on Fox's One Nation. Democrat John Fetterman, who Dr. Oz says is soft on crime, is defending his record while conceding he does believe in second chances for convicted felons. 6 days, six prizes. The Nobel Prize season kicks off tomorrow with the Medicine Award. That'll be followed by awards for physics, chemistry, and literature. The Nobel Peace Prize will be announced on Friday. I'm Pam Puzo, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.